What's going on, everybody? Happy Thursday. Welcome to another edition of Mean Streets here on our YouTube page at Chris Meany. If you are hanging out on our YouTube page, smash the like button. If you have any comments or questions, leave them there in the comment section. Always circling back on these videos before kickoff tomorrow morning. We will have a live show tomorrow planned for that at, I think, 11 Eastern. We're going to try to go live at 11 Eastern tomorrow morning with some picks against the spread, some props. And we'll talk start and sit. It's all about tonight, Jets and the New England Patriots. We have a total that's at like 38.5. We have the Jets 6.5, wherever some movement a little bit this morning I'm seeing, but not a whole lot. Again, a friendly reminder, the Prop Shop Parlay Calculator, two tools that are free. Links inside the description of this video. If you're listening on iTunes and Spotify, we do greatly appreciate your support. But hop on over to our FTN YouTube page, subscribe, smash the like button, and check out some of the projections and some of the rankings that we have over at FTN. So I didn't think I would come in here with a whole lot, but I found a way to have like three or four picks here that I like. So the first one is Ramondre Stevenson over 15.5 rushing attempts at -135. I do expect this number to move a little bit. It could get a little juicy. Alternate rushing attempts, maybe at 15, 10 in a same game parlay. But, you know, he's really been leaned on, 25 carries and 21 over the past couple of games. Now, the Pats have played close games, one score games. They beat the Bengals. They went to overtime against Seattle. They almost won that game. So they've been in games, and I actually think they'll hang around in this game tonight. Like, I think the Jets are going to win. My favorite pick is what we've been saying, you know, with some of these games and these standalone games, is like, you don't need to pick a side. The totals have been kind of, you know, my favorite. We talked about the Packers and the Eagles game, where I was like kind of undecided in which way I liked, but I liked the over. I think that both teams are going to run the football. I think both defenses are pretty decent. The Jets struggled against the run in week number one. Boxes should be stacked against Jacoby Brissett. Tough spots for the New England wide receivers. But I still think that they're going to commit to the run. And I like the under 38.5. I see some like 17-14 type game. It could be 20-14, right around that number there. So this is one of the biggest edges in our NFL betting model as well. We actually have a 17-15 score, and the model correctly predicted 22-21 on Monday night against the Falcons and the Eagles, but under 38.5. I don't see a whole lot of offense in this game. And like I said, I think as long as it doesn't get out of hand where New England's down three scores, they should still commit to the run. Run the football, slow the pace down. Ramondre has been good, like I said. The over 15.5 rushing attempts, put this in yesterday morning. So there may be a little bit of movement there, but I think he continues to get some work. And even if this is like a two-possession game, I still don't think that they'll abandon the run. So we're on Ramondre Stevenson. I'll stick inside New England here with Hunter Henry at over 3.5 catches +102 over at FanDuel, and over 32.5 receiving yards -113. I saw that over at Bet Rivers. So Hunter Henry popped off last week, and it's, you know, he's not going to continue to have those type of games. He had 12 targets, 8 grabs, and 109 receiving yards. He only had 2 grabs in week 1 for 18 receiving yards. But I look at the Jets corners. I see like DJ Reed is going to be on KJ Osborne. I say Sauce Gardner is going to be on Jalen Polk and Michael Carter on Demario Douglas. Like, it's going to be tough for Jacoby Brissett. Should they get down in the game, I'm thinking like Gibson catches, Ramondre catches, and Hunter Henry catches. And of course, they can't just run the football every play. They're going to have to throw. And I understand the Jets are probably going to be, you know, focusing in on Hunter Henry as the guy in the offense. But even still, like, those tough corners on those wide receivers. And I think Hunter Henry here at over 3.5 catches and over 32.5 receiving yards, both of these plays alike, I would lean with the receiving yards more than, like, if you wanted one of the two, like, you could, again, in alternate stuff, most books allow it, same game parlays. You could tease down Henry to like 2 grabs and 25 yards, and that would be around +100. You could do something like that, but this may come late in the game. Maybe like a first drive, he gets a couple catches and we're on our way. May have to sweat it out until late in the fourth. Again, if the Jets are up by a score or two, I do expect them to win the football game. we could get this late. One thing I'll say about FTN and the Discord this year, the live betting, it's been such a great atmosphere in our FTN Discord channel. We're blocked off into all different sports, and we're talking live bets. And like last week, Jonnu Smith, we had the over 1.5 catches and 11.5 receiving yards. And we just saw, like, as that game was continuing, Buffalo was taking away Tyreek Hill, played too deep. We were seeing a lot of Jonnu Smith before Tua went down. We jumped on the over 22.5, the over 28.5, the over 34.5, and we ended up going all the way up to over 51.5 receiving yards. And we had to sweat that one out. We got at the very end. It was a check down there from Skyler, but like great returns. Like I'm talking like plus 200 for like one more catch. Over 5.5 was plus 175, and he had 4 at halftime. So shout out to Prop God, myself, Marshall, the whole team. We're in the Discord channel. Even some of the subs having some fun with some live betting. And, you know, catch on this drive, plus 200. Receiving yard in the first quarter, like receiving yards in the next drive, usually a low number, especially for running backs, like 0.5, Breece Hall and Ramondre, somebody to consider catching balls out of the backfield. So just something that we've been having a lot of fun doing some live betting, and it certainly worked out. Even Monday Night Football, we were jumping on some things like Bijan Robinson, Saquon receiving yards, and Jalen Hurts. His rushing prop was 74.5, I think, after at halftime, and we got that one as well late in the game. So certainly some edges and some nice numbers. Live betting. Okay, sidetrack there, but Hunter Henry over 3.5 catches and 32.5 receiving yards. He would be somebody that I would take a look at, especially like if he's getting some run early. You can see some good numbers there for him. Braylon Allen had a nice game last week. The rookie running back's fantastic. If he was on another squad, we'd be talking a lot about this guy. I don't think Breece Hall's job, you know, there's no reason to be concerned, but there are reasons to like give this guy some touches, some catches. And last week he had a rushing touchdown. He had a receiving touchdown. He had 9 yards on one catch in week one, at 23 yards on two catches in week two, and he had 4 targets. So over 7.5 receiving yards. We have him for 11 receiving yards in our projections. The best number I'm seeing is at FanDuel. It's the 8.5s and 9.5s out there. That's why the prop shop is amazing. Saves you a lot of time and a lot of cash. So Braylon Allen here, over 7.5 receiving yards, just takes one catch, and he did enough last week. It's like, man, let's use this guy, right? Especially if this does go away that I don't think, where it's like, there are points and the Jets are running away with it, then, you know, we could see just a little bit more Braylon Allen on the field. So over 7.5 receiving yards, I think that we do get that one, maybe a catch there from him, a Rodgers pass to Allen there. And then the final one, taking a shot here, it is my least favorite. I will say this, proceed with caution. I would say Ramondre attempts and Hunter Henry receiving yards, Braylon Allen receiving yards, Henry catches, all behind the total of under 38.5. But Mike Williams over 23.5 receiving yards. Again, seeing different numbers, 25.5. Don't think that this will climb too much. It just takes one catch. We did see one catch last week, I think, for 19 yards. It was a big grab. Very limited, right? Week two, suffered the injury last year. Limited week one. Played a little bit more in week two. Actually just ran one fewer route than Alan Lazard. So could be close to being full go, even if it's just like 65-70% of snaps, that would be good. Again, only takes one catch here. And I am looking at, you know, some of the Jets wide receivers like Garrett Wilson. You know, Christian Gonzalez is a corner that I do have a little bit of respect for. That could be a tough matchup for him. Jonathan Jones against Mike Williams, I think, is a plus matchup for Mikey. And again, it only takes like one grab here. So one, two grabs, two catches, we may get to this number. Big threat guy. And it kind of goes along with what I'm thinking tonight. Maybe like 0.25 units, a small wager on a Mike Williams touchdown at plus 480. I mean, I think that Breece Hall scores a touchdown, but he's nearly minus 200. And I just don't like taking that as a single. I would say like Ramondre Stevenson's a decent bet to score a touchdown. But Mike Williams, I think, is the best like bang for your buck at plus 480 at FanDuel to find the back of the end zone. And why not a little sprinkle? We almost got the Isaiah Likely 95-1 on Thursday Night Football a couple weeks ago for 2 touchdowns. Let's try this one out here with Mike Williams at 60-1 for 2 touchdowns, and maybe pick this guy up. Don't start him tonight, but maybe pick him up in fantasy if you can afford to. Before, if he does pop off, he's going to be a hot waiver wire pickup. Maybe you can pick him up. Maybe you have somebody on IR you can put in there, pick him up. And if you're in Yahoo leagues and he's on your bench and he doesn't have a good game, you can just drop him after that. Yahoo will allow you to do that. So there we go. We have the under. I do think the Jets win. I am leaning picking them in my spread pool at minus six. I wouldn't be shocked if this was like a field goal game, but I am going to lean with the Jets. Like I said, I could see like a 2014 kind of right there at that number, but I don't think New England's going to have a lot of success moving with football or scoring points. So under 38.5, we got Ramondre here for 16 rushing attempts. We have Hunter Henry for 4 grabs and 33 receiving yards. We have Braylon Allen for 8 receiving yards. And we're going to take a shot on Mikey Williams here over 23.5 receiving yards. Found a touchdown to find the end zone at plus 480 and 2 scores at 60-1. Check out the NFL betting show available on our YouTube page. Myself, Prop God, and Dane Martinez went through a lot of our favorite picks, but I'll be back tomorrow on Friday to break down the rest of week 3. You have any starter sit questions, now is the time to put them in at Chris Meany, or you can leave them there on the YouTube page, meanstreetsftn@gmail.com. Enjoy the game. Let the winners be yours. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Cheers.